There's a lot of flap down here about insisting in the weapons
rendered inoperable.
Rendered inoperable as one of our demands
in the modality period.
In the modality period.
That is to say that there's a new condition
added
in effect to what we had proposed to say quarantine
if we can
institute
the ships.
If we can
stop all construction on the bases,
and we can have a
satisfactory
system of inspection to guarantee it.
To add that all missiles be rendered inoperable.
Now we talked about this with Harlan, and it decided that in view of the fact that you're just working out there, that we wouldn't state a list of conditions on which we would lift the quarantine. We would simply state a number of things.
Yes, now, that's just what I was going to recommend to you, that this morning, instead of giving him any formal list of requirements from our side, that you by, I don't know, maybe earlier than 4:30, and that at that time I hope to have in specific form an outline of our requirements, that you could go on and say, generally our problem is that there must be no more shipment of arms, that there must be no more construction on the bases, and that the existing threat of operable missiles Now I think that this really is not a standstill. This is, they're now asking for more than was contemplated by a standstill. What I have said that we could reasonably ask, of course, is that that the missiles be kept inoperable. That is to say, those that are inoperable be kept inoperable, and that we have satisfaction about that.
Yeah.
And I think that would be fair and legitimate, because that would be in the spirit of a standstill. As to those that are already operable, but the point is that their launchers erected with the missiles lying alongside of them to raise them and fire them is a matter of minutes, practically. So that we do have a problem there. That, and I would think that probably we should start by, when we get to the finals this afternoon, insistence that the immediate threat be removed. Now, if we can't get that, because that was a part of the long-term negotiation, we'll have to settle for something less.
Yeah, well, we could certainly start, I think, with insisting there be some inspectors on the site to see that construction doesn't proceed. As you see on the operational ones, the missiles are not removed from their hangars, but on the...
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Okay, well, I think you can just sort of talk about those things a little this morning, and then I'll get up there back there as soon as I can. And tell him that I'll call him as soon as I get back in town. Okay.
Evidence?
This is General Taylor. Would you call my office, please?
Yes, thank you.
You're going to listen.
General Taylor's office?
Colonel Ewell, please.
Cubans may want to resolve this by getting the weapons out in exchange for some sort of assurance about their territorial integrity.
Yeah.
We'll be working on the idea here and the various forms in which such assurance might take. But
how does it come to you? How does this come?
Well, first, Utant's first discussion with our people this morning.
Yeah.
And it looks as though the threat of an invasion may be a quid pro quo for getting the missiles out.
Yeah.
Now this would involve some problems, but at least we were not intending to invade before the missiles got there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to and then we also have something through the Canadians to the same effect.
Yeah.
So it's just possible that this may move faster than we had expected.
Well, I think we'd have to do that because we weren't going to invade them anyway.
That's right.
Right, okay. Actually, of course, there are no shifts, so the only ships that you had have already gone in. But we figured that there's only one ship possibly, otherwise there were no ships for 3 days. Right. That will not become public, will it?
Yeah.
Yeah.